The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Christianity Season 5. In this week's episode, I want to talk a bit about where I am at this point in my journey with Jesus because, girl, it's been a while since we've sat down. We'll talk about some life updates and what's been going on since the last time I was here, and dive into that silly little emotion called worry. I want this season to feel so much more intentional, so let's start by talking to our Father before we get into the episode. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for waking our loved ones and us up this morning and allowing us another day, another chance to live this life in the way you see fit. Lord, please guide us and let us feel your presence every step of the way today. When we are anxious or fearful, I pray that we run to you first for peace, rather than worldly outlets. Most of all, Jesus, I ask that your glory is magnified through me and that people see and hear you in my actions and my words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whew, we are so back. Last we left off, I had ended season 4 with the notion that that was it for this show. At the time, that felt like the right decision for me because of everything that I had going on, especially with me going into my last year of university. There was just so much. There were so many considerations, so many things that I knew had to be done throughout the summer in my first semester of my last year. So I wanted to kind of prioritize that and take a step back. And I feel really glad, honestly, that I gave myself that break because I definitely felt like I was being spread thin. And the last thing I wanted was to have this show and just speak, you know, without intent or put episodes out just because I had to. Like, that is not the purpose. That is not the message behind this show. So I had to just take a little break. Literally, so much has happened since then, and I look at myself as a whole new woman. Within less than a year, I swear I've aged like 5 years. Hopefully it doesn't look like it, but internally, it's like I look at myself and I'm like, I am so different. And there's good in that, right? There's always good that comes from that, but there can be times when you look at that and, you know, it makes you sad or it makes you maybe concerned. I don't know. Going through change is difficult, especially around this age, but it's constant. So it's something that we just have to kind of get used to. I want to give a trigger warning. I will be discussing, I'm clenching my hands. I'm nervous. Like, guys, I am nervous to be back. But see, this is exactly what we're going to talk about later. Like, I physically, like, my hands are clenched. I feel so tense because I'm nervous to be back in front of the mic because this just, I feel like having this space means so much to me that I put so much pressure and emotion into it. And as I'm talking about that, I wanted to give this trigger warning because I'm going to be discussing death and grief lightly in this segment. But please feel free to skip through if this makes you uncomfortable. To be vulnerable for a moment, right after I ended this show last year, my Nana had passed away and that completely changed me. My grandparents and my mom are my everything. I grew up with them all of my life. They're my best friends, and so much of who I am is because of them and how they've raised me. And losing my nana so suddenly, my hands are clenched. That tension, that worry really shows up physically. Like, it's so ironic that I'm literally experiencing these emotions firsthand while I am recording this episode. Because those emotions have a way of showing up physically, and I'm really trying to be vulnerable and share something that is very, very sensitive for me. And I'm like clenching my hands. I'm like, I need to breathe. It's gonna be fine. Losing my nana so suddenly definitely changed the way I thought. It changed the way I felt grief, the way I coped, the way I cried. Honestly, it changed everything. And up until that point, last year, I had never experienced grief to this magnitude. I didn't understand how quickly things could change and how desperate you become when someone close to you is in pain. I would do anything for my grandparents. I would do anything for my mom. I would do anything for my family. That's just the way I was raised. And the fact that I couldn't do anything to save her, to save my nana, made me feel so helpless. In that moment, which was a very long moment, that time in my life, even still to this day, I couldn't do anything except lean on Jesus and have faith in him more than ever before. But when you're grieving, that honestly feels like the last thing you want to do. It's not a priority, because speaking for myself, in that moment, all I could do was survive, and that's truly what it felt like. All I could do was try to get through to another day. My priorities weren't aligned, they weren't regular, because what I was going through wasn't regular. And so being able to lean into my faith was very, very difficult for me at the time, because I was just trying to survive. I felt like a shell of myself, honestly. I did not feel like the girl I am, like the girl I'm supposed to be. I didn't feel that way for months, because such a huge part of me was missing. But in that moment, and looking at it now, I know that the reason I made it through that was because of Jesus. He kept our family together in that time of pain when nothing felt real. And all of those days that I couldn't lift my head up, he was there to lift it for me. I just felt in my heart to speak about this briefly. When I decided to do this season in this format, I didn't think I would talk about this because it's so sensitive. So I felt in my heart this morning to speak about this. It wasn't planned. Wasn't something that I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do this because, you know, it's right and everybody should know. Like, to this day, it's very, very sensitive for me to discuss, but it seems like the right thing to do. And so I wanted to share that in case anyone listening may be in a similar situation or is currently feeling like they're just a shell of the person they're supposed to be, because that is, it's normal to feel that way, but it's not the truth. I want to tell you that you aren't alone in feeling that way, and that even though life will be hard for a while, like it's not a fleeting emotion. It's not a fleeting stage when you go through this. Even though it's going to be hard, you have someone in your corner who continues to guide you through it all. And it's Jesus, and his hand is always extended. It's always reaching out to you. Lean on him, talk to him, cry to him. I promise he will pull you through the tide, because you cannot do it on your own. But Jesus says this directly to you. That's the best part. You don't have to believe me. Jesus says it to us. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned. I think that's beautiful. It's an affirmation that Jesus is giving us himself. You're the one he's talking about. That's the best part. It's so easy to read the Bible and, you know, you're reading it as just an observer. But the thing is, you are part of that group. You are the one who Jesus is saying that you will not drown. It's meant for you. And that's beautiful. There are so many new opportunities happening. And when I was just starting university, I felt overwhelmed all of the time and just so busy and so exhausted. And this led me to question multiple times, like, what am I really doing here? Not only was I feeling imposter syndrome, which is from the enemy, by the way, like, guys, there's so much to say about this. I was feeling imposter syndrome being in the media industry, and those feelings of, what am I doing? Like, why am I even in these spaces? What do I have to contribute? Why would people listen to me? Why would people care about my creative ideas? Like, these, what would I do? Like, oh, I'm not creative enough. You know, I don't have anything valuable to contribute. These are all things that I convinced myself to think all of the time. There was just too many things coming at me at once, and I didn't know how to handle it. That was, of course, before I really found Jesus again and started trusting him to guide me through life. This brings me to talking about the burden of worry and anxious thoughts, and how those emotions really affected my confidence and how I operated. At any stage in our lives, but especially as young adults, worry seems to be an emotion that we just can't escape. In school, we're conditioned to worry about assignment deadlines, balancing part-time jobs, having to pay our way through higher education, which, let's not even get into the news on OSAP funding cuts from the Ontario government, because that's a whole other battle, and we'll leave it at that. But this is also combined with our personal lives and the chaos that we go through as young people who are constantly changing and trying to figure out who we really are. It seems like there's just never enough time to pause and breathe for a moment when we're surrounded by all of these things. The good news is that Jesus gives us a pathway to leave it all at the door and trust in Him instead. How beautiful is that? There's good news at the end of all of this. We're not meant to handle everything by ourselves, simply because we are not capable. As humans, God granted us the gift of free will to make our own decisions instead of being forced to do everything in one particular way. Now, the thing with free will is that we often mistake that for feeling like we have the power to control everything in our lives and have it go our way. The biggest newsflash you'll get in your 20s is that you actually don't know what you're doing at all. When you think about it, even at 20 years old, we still know so little because we've hardly experienced life through a fully conscious mind. So in that case, how would we be able to handle everything that life has to throw at us on our own? We'd go insane. That's why Jesus is here to talk to and rely on when we just don't have the answers. Something that I'm personally still working on is running to the Bible. Running. Not dragging myself, not, oh, okay, maybe let me check. Running to the Bible when I need an answer. That's really the hotline that we have when we're looking for guidance that worldly sources just can't give us, point blank. And I'm the first one to say, like, I am working on it. That's something, it's a goal I have for myself. It's something that I'd like to be consistent in. Because when we start accepting all of these, you know, mindsets and ideas and pieces of information about what we should be doing, I feel that's when our brain gets even more clouded and foggy. And that doesn't eradicate the worry. It doesn't get rid of the anxious thoughts and the anxious feelings. But what I want to end off with is I am rewiring myself to understand that I don't have to be a victim to my thoughts anymore. I don't need to subscribe to these intrusive, worrisome thoughts, these types of thoughts that are delivered to us from the enemy. Because one thing we need to understand is Jesus is not going to do that to us. Why would God make us worry? Through Him, we actually get to release those worries onto Him. So here I am, finally understanding. Took me a second to unsubscribe to whatever nonsense type of thoughts come through. In one ear, out the other. It's not my responsibility. Do you know what I mean? I'm not obliged to believe those intrusive thoughts. My responsibility is to lean on Jesus and go to Him when I feel worried, when I feel anxious, to turn that worry into faith. Worry, I saw this great video which explained how worry is the antithesis of faith in Jesus. It's the opposite of faith. How can we say we have faith and we love Jesus and we have such a strong relationship with Him when we're worried all the time? Why would we be worried when we know He's taking care of us? We know He's in control. It's actually not up to us to try and predict what might happen or what might not happen or etc. And to leave you with a little piece of God's word, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We are to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Like I said, you don't have to believe me. Don't take my advice. I'm so grateful you're listening and I appreciate you. But if you're not convinced, just read the Bible. Trust in God. Lean on Him. He's speaking right to us and it's beautiful. It's personal. And these scriptures are just for you. They're just for you. I pray that the rest of your day and the rest of your week is beautiful. I pray that everything you're working on comes to fruition. I pray that you feel guided and you feel God's presence with you, especially in those troublesome times when all you're trying to do is survive. God's got you, girl. Tune in next time for episode 2 of Christianity Season 5. Thank you, my lovelies. Bye.